Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
This 38 special brings back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Robert Brands is our guest. Robert is the longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is our innovation expert, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. He's talking about your corporate, by the way, small business owners. Robert, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're ready to talk about something that I think is, that I talk about on the show all the time, Robert, and I don't, and I'm very happy to tell small business owners. I'm very proud that I have this perspective that I can share with people, and I know you do too. And that is the close relationship that success has with failure, and innovation has the same relationship, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because success, I can guarantee you, will not come without failures.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this: success will not come without failures. You got to have. You cannot expect, and no matter how successful you are, to every little step that you make in your route for continuous improvement and continuous innovation to continuously win and succeed. So failure is part of the game. And really my key message is I would like you and all your listeners to look at failure as a learning experience, because it just completely changes the paradox around the term failure and the fear. So we're all afraid to fail, and whether it's recognition or whether it's within the group of people that you work with, you don't want to fail. But we can learn so much.
I tell people that I want them to get comfortable with failure.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Nobody wants to fail, but no. You have to realize, as you say, that you're going to fail. I mean, I love what Edison said: failure is identifying what doesn't work. It's successfully
exactly.
Identifying what doesn't work. So you almost need to expect, if you're making little decisions, lots of tiny little decisions, then you know you're going to make a bunch of them wrong, and to me that's what innovation should look like in a small business. Lots of little bitty attempts, small decisions, small failures, smaller successes that you can build on top of. What do you think?
Yeah, it's all about the small steps of progress. And back to your Edison example, I heard the same way, where it took him 6,000 times to create a light bulb.
Yeah.
And he supposedly had said that he only figured out 5,999 times how not to do it. That's
exactly.
The whole idea.
Yeah.
But all of this comes together in the way you're handling and looking at implementation. Because implementation is the biggest challenge for small business owners in execution of innovation. And the one message I really want to give them today, your listeners, is they need to carve out time. Time for the implementation, because you cannot think about a concept and just think it will ride. It will go by itself.
So you're saying, okay, I need to create this new best practice in my company, whatever it may be, maybe product related, service related, process related, but I've got to improve this. I got to get it onto a new level that fits today, that fits the marketplace today. And I know that that's not going to happen in a day or two or a week. It might take 6 months, it might take 12 months. And so I'm going to start this process knowing that I'm not going to arrive at that 6,000th attempt that works until sometime in the future.
Right. And I mean, the old-fashioned way of launch and leave does not work anymore, because your competitors will react, your consumers will react. Sometimes they like it or don't like it. They might change where they go or buy their stuff, so you got to be very, very careful. So the focus is two things. One is failure as a learning experience, and secondly, focus this year on your implementation challenges. The biggest challenge is your limited resources, both financially and from a time
especially
point of view.
For small businesses, that's exactly
right. So you got to see and find a way to carve out some time to keep it on your radar screen to keep focused on it and encourage your employees.
And that, and Robert, if you're going to do that, if you're going, and you should do that, exactly what Robert said, when you bring your employees into this innovation environment, this innovation in culture that you have, you've got to be able, you got to be prepared to say to them when you, when they fail, what did we learn? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did we learn? Robert, thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's innovationcoach.com, or for the book, Robert's Rules of Innovation, and I wish all your listeners a great 2014.
Hey, Robert, let's have a good 2014 together. What do you think?
I agree. Let's do that.
Good job today. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to innovate out there. Never stop innovating and get comfortable with your innovation culture and failure. I promise you, if you'll do that, you will be successful. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.